Welcome, everybody, to episode 5. You heard that, episode 5. It's been going really well. We have gotten so much great feedback from you guys on TikTok, on Facebook, on Instagram. We had thousands of views on TikTok. Thank you for everybody who's been tuning in and helping to make the paper and plastic industry cool. That's our goal, to make this super essential industry super cool so that, you know, young people who don't really think it's a career for them, as well as people that are older and they use this industry every single day and they're part of this industry every single day, yet they don't appreciate how essential and how important it is. We're making it cool, we're making it important, and we're going to keep it going. So today, we got some really cool news to share with you. Not really news, but a really cool thing that you probably don't know. So you know, when it comes to plastic, a lot of people think that plastic is really, really bad. Just in general, it's almost like politicized at this point. Plastic, bad. Paper, good, right? And plastic always comes down to, hey, there's microplastics. Hey, we're killing the dolphins. You know, it's all one-time use. The whole world's going to die if we don't stop using plastic. Well, guess what? Plastic is actually very, very much recyclable if put back in the recyclable process. So it gets a bad name for itself, but it's all about being creative. So there's this company called Loop Industries. And what they did is they made a partnership with Garnier. And Garnier, as you guys know, very big, huge makeup industry, makeup company. And they have something called cleansing water. Garnier has a brand called Micellar cleansing water, and supposedly it's doing really well in the market. People like it. And it's an all-in-one bottle made entirely from plastic waste considered unrecyclable. So that bottle, now I hope people don't stop buying Micellar because they find out the bottle is made of plastic waste. But the point stands is that that bottle is made from completely recycled plastic that at one point was considered completely unrecyclable. And Loop Industries was able to find a very unique way to, you know, convert low-value plastic and polyester fibers and use their own depolymerization process and technology to create this plastic bottle that is obviously doing really well in the market. Customers like it a lot. And it's made from completely recycled plastic. That's amazing, right? And that's what shows you that why, if you can be creative and you can find things for solutions outside of the box, you can really make this a renewable resource. And it doesn't have to be as bad of a thing as sometimes it looks like. Thing is, look, I get it. There's a big problem of single use. And that's the main issue here. It's not plastic is the enemy. And, you know, plastic is like from, you know, the devil and we must get rid of plastic. The problem is actually single use. And that's single use of anything. Single use of plastic, single use of paper, single use of metal, single use of any resource. People buy a t-shirt, it gets a small stain on it. I'm going to get a new t-shirt because I don't want to spend time to rub that stain out. There's so many things that we do almost like without even thinking about it. We're wasting so much resources that sometimes these things get a bad rep. But that's not really the case. Because look, a plastic bottle, this is where I think it all spawned from. This is where the whole plastic sort of plastic is bad spawned from. It takes 400 years for a plastic bottle to decompose in a landfill. That is wild. I get it. 400 years. That means if you were 1 year old when you used the plastic, you could have live a life till 80. Your child could live a life till 80. Your grandchild could live a life till 80. And your great-grandchild could give a life till 80. And that bottle is still there that you use at 1 year old. Just food for thought, you know? I'm saying this to say plastic is not the devil. It's just that we're not putting it back in the recyclable process. If those plastic bottles, instead of going in the black bin, in the trash, if they were to be found back into a recycling program and like someone like Loop Industries, they can convert that plastic back into resources, that's what it's all about. That isn't plastic or metal. Like if you get metal and you throw it in the landfill, guess what? It'll still be there after like 1,000 years. It's metal, almost all real grades, a lot of it's all coming from the earth, right? It all stay there unless you put it back, recycle it, and put it back in that process. So yes, we should diverse. We shouldn't be so concerned about marking recycling as plastic as a bad thing, but marking plastic as, hey, this is something we should recycle and take it out of the landfills and put it back in the recycling process. Just like how we write people off, I think we write things off too. It's the same way. Someone does one thing bad and now that person is bad for life. Where they might have been having a bad day. If one material, you hear a bad fact about a material, it's bad for life. For example, nowadays there's a big thing that Tesla cars are as per, you know, compared to fossil fuel cars are just as bad because they take a lot of resources to create those batteries. For now. Give it another 3-4 years and they get better at making batteries, 100%. You know, a car running on electricity is going to be more efficient and more environmentally friendly than a car running on fossil fuels. But like, we're so quick to write things off, and I think we got to be more open to new ideas, new innovations, and finding creative solutions to make things happen. That's what we do at Ocean Ridge, and that's what we try to help companies do and find new ways to turn one man's trash into another man's treasure. And that's a wrap.